Today's feast of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, marks the end of the octave of Christmas and the beginning of something new. In a similar way, Mary, being chosen by God to become the mother of his Son, Jesus Christ, marked the end of the reign of sin and a new beginning of the life of grace. Mary enjoys many titles: the Blessed Mother, Queen of Heaven, Mother of Sorrows, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and so many others. But the title casting Mary as the Mother of God is the most special. For us who believe, this is no more and no less than the divinely revealed truth. Jesus is the great I Am. Jesus is God. Mary is the mother of Jesus, who is God. This makes Mary the mother of God. She is not a goddess, but a queen in every sense of the word. St. Paul made that clear in his letter to the Galatians. God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Jesus was not sent to us in a bolt of lightning. He was born like we were, of a mother. The mother's role continues long after birth, nurturing her child through the many stages of life that lead to maturity and adulthood. As the shepherds followed the message given to them by the angels to the holy manger at Bethlehem, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. As one year ends and a new one begins, let us bless the Lord for the many blessings he has given to us in the years gone by, and ask him for his divine assistance in the new year ahead. With Mary, the Mother of God and our Mother, let us give glory to God, putting our faith and trust in God's love for us, as Mary did in her life. I join with Father Sundberg and all the deacons here in wishing all of you God's blessings in the new year. May it be a year of good health, prosperity, and many blessings.